From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and in this part of the program, a topic that we're all familiar with, the high prices of gas and diesel. On average, a gallon of gas is going for $2.61. That is 73 cents higher than a year ago.
And if you think it costs too much to fill up your set of wheels, just imagine what it costs to fill up an 18-wheeler. Soaring diesel prices are leading to a shakeout in the trucking industry. That may not be such a bad thing, as Rachel Myro reports from member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
At the Bandini Truck Terminal east of downtown L.A., trucks of all shapes and sizes pull up to filler up 24 hours a day. According to AAA, the national average for diesel is hovering above $2.50 a gallon, and in California, prices top $3.
My name is Arturo Manuel Rodriguez Apodaca, or just Art.
Apodaca, or just Art, has been driving since he was 16 years old in 1971.
I don't even know what the fuel's at. I think it's probably over $3, I hear. But I don't even know. Why don't we look and see what it is? Oh, look it, for cash, it's $2.95. And for credit, it's $3.03, and I never looked at it because I don't pay for it.
The company he works for, Southland Box Company, picks up the tab. The bigger the firm, the more likely it's bargaining for diesel discounts with truck stop operators. Some of the biggest freight companies even purchase diesel wholesale to get a better price. The downtown L.A. warehouse of Dependable Highway Express, or DHE, a national trucking company. Operations manager Tim Telesio says his firm is weathering the high diesel prices, but he contracts with a lot of independent so-called owner-operators, and many of them are not doing well at all.
We have the onesies and twosies, if you will. The driver that owns one truck or the driver that owns two are parking their trucks. It's becoming a problem, and it needs to be addressed.
His colleague, Wayne Carson, director of safety and security, adds the high diesel prices have come during a nationwide trucker shortage. Ever since federal deregulation of the industry in the 1980s, pay and working conditions for many truckers have been rolling downhill.
A fellow that used to make a halfway decent living driving the trucks, now they're selling their trucks and either trying to get on as a company driver or just getting out of it altogether and going into some other industry. The margins are close enough in trucking anyway, with insurance costs, truck payments, and so on. And when fuel costs go up by, 25-30% in a very short period of time, all of a sudden your margin is nothing.
But paradoxically, even as sky-high diesel hits the little guy hard, the labor shortage has put bargaining power back in the hands of big freight haulers. Steve Sturgis is editor-in-chief of Heavy Duty Trucking magazine.
No longer is the old rule of thumb that for every 10-cent rise in fuel, 1,000 truck operators would go out of business. I think because fuel is expensive for everybody and capacity is quite tight in trucking, that is, the amount of capacity to actually ship the freight haulers, the trucking fleets, are able to put fuel surcharges on to their freight rates and actually make those surcharges stick.
Those surcharges can be up to 30% above the regular price for shipping goods from point A to point B. Steep, but if you have to have something on the store shelf or in the factory, you'll pay it. Sturgis says that means trucking companies, especially the big ones, are doing well enough to address the trucker shortage by paying them more.
Costs go up, wages go up, and truck driving becomes quite an attractive job. You know, used to be a truck driver earned, I think, three times as much as a hamburger flipper, and today it's only twice as much. So there is some slack that needs to be taken up there.
In the meantime, some plucky entrepreneurs are helping truckers shave pennies off their bottom line. For example, for $9.95 per truck per month, FuelAdvice.com will plan your routes so you hit the cheapest truck stops. After all, no matter what you drive or who ultimately pays for the fuel, it's a matter of pride to seek out the best price possible. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in Los Angeles.